非常感恩神哈，给我机会能够在这里为主做见证。
I'm very thankful that the Lord gave me this opportunity to give testimony.
我虽然还不是这个教会的成员。
I do not think I'm a member in this church yet.
Yeah, 因为我仍然在祷告当中。
Because I'm still praying with.
然后感谢神透过 Mary 的邀请。
But through Mary's invitation,
她要我做见证。
And asked me to give a testimony.
我觉得很多的事情实在应该向神献上感恩。
So I reflect, I have many things to give thanks to the Lord.
所以我就说 yes, 好。
So I said yes.
那在分享我的两个小见证之前呢，我有五件事情要感恩的事情。
Before I give my testimony, I have five things to give thanks.
就是我很感谢神让我成为他的儿女。
The first, I'm very thankful he allowed me to be his child.
感谢他拣选我。
Thank that he chose me.
让我在地上能够做他的代表。
I can be a representative on this earth for him.
做神的使者。
To be ambassador for him.
第一件感恩的事。
The first thing to give thanks.
我感谢神成为他的儿女之后
Become a child of God after
我蒙上帝的光照
I was really enlightened by the Lord
我知道我自己的罪
I came to know my sins
我就开始认罪悔改
So I repented my sins
我就得到上帝的赦罪之恩
I received the forgiveness from the Lord
那种平安跟喜乐
so that peace and joy
是无法用言语来表达的
cannot be described by words
第二件呢成为神的孩子最兴奋的事情是
second thing become a child of God
就是我经常听见神对我说话
I always hear from the Lord how he talks to me
第三件事情我要感恩的是
The third thing I wanted to give thanks.
我的祷告时常蒙神的应允。
Many prayers are answered.
但是也有一些祷告没有蒙神的垂听。
Though some prayers are not.
但是我还是很感恩。
But I still.
因为他有更高的旨意。
Because he has a higher plan.
第四件事情最宝贵的是。
The fourth thing.
天父对待我。
My heavenly Father treat me.
就像父亲对待自己的孩子一样
，like a father treat his child。
他在一切的事情上
，in everything，
他管教我
，he disciplines me，
他教导我
，and teaches me，
引导我
，and guides me，
保护我
，and protects me，
医治我
，heal me，
安慰我
，and comfort me，
训练我
，and also train me。
第五件要感恩的事
The fifth thing to give thanks
就是我觉得我自己是大蒙恩宠的神的女儿
I feel I'm really favored by the Lord as a daughter
因为我经历到诗篇二十三篇的所有的应许
I experienced all the promise in Psalm 23
诗篇二十三篇说
Psalm 23
耶和华是我的牧者
The Lord is my shepherd
我必不致缺乏
I will not be want
所以我所有的供应他都供应给我我所有的需要他都供应我
So all my needs was supplied by him
我更感恩的是
I'm even more thankful
我的神是为我征战的神
My Lord is a fighter, warrior for me to fight for me
因为他在我敌人面前
Because heBefore my enemy,
为我摆设宴席
and spread a table, a feast.
他又用油膏我的头
and he anoint me with oil,
使我福杯满溢
and let the blessings come to the fullness.
因为他应许我一生一世都有恩惠慈爱随着我
because he promised all my life there is blessings following me.
因为我亲自体验到
Because I experienced
不管我走到哪里
No matter where I go,
上帝的祝福
，The Lord's blessing，
恩惠
，and His favor，
都是追着我跑的。
Is following me。
感谢天父
，I thank my heavenly Father，
如此的宠爱我
，and such favor on me。
我要分享两个很比较简短的见证。
I'll share two short testimonies。
成为神的儿女，我经历无数神的恩典。
I experienced many, many Lord's blessings.
但是因为时间的关系
，because of the time，
所以我就选两个短一点的见证。
I'll choose only two short testimonies.
我要分享第一个见证是
，the first one，
我祷告平生第一次祷告的经历。
That's when the first time when I prayed.
就是当我生完第三个孩子的时候。
That's after I gave birth to my third child.
在月子里
So in the first month,
我都不能睡觉
I couldn't sleep.
我整个人很亢奋
I'm very high.
然后就是完全都不累
Since I never got tired.
没有办法闭眼
I couldn't close my eyes.
不知道为什么
I didn't know why.
所以我就很害怕
I was really afraid
我怎么了
What happened to me
所以我打电话给那个接生我的妇产科医生
So I called the maternal doctor
我把我的状况告诉他
I told him what had happened to me
然后医生就说我一定是得了产后忧郁症
He said it's the post maternal depression
Yeah然后他就说你不要住在月子中心了。
So you shouldn't live in that place for the people to give birth.
Yeah, 然后他叫我说你要赶快回家。
You must go back home quickly.
跟你的先生住在一起。
Go back to be with your husband.
所以我就离开了那个帮我预备一切的那个很好的地方，那个月子中心。
So I left that place which prepared for the birth.
Yeah. 然后我回家以后。
So I went home.
可是我还是不能睡觉。
I still couldn't sleep.
所以我越来越痛苦。
So I felt more and more painful.
然后后来我有一个感动。
So later on, I had a feeling.
我就打电话给一个我预备好要照顾我宝宝的那个奶妈。
So I called a nanny to be.
Yeah, 我告诉她我不能睡觉，我很痛苦。
So I told her I couldn't sleep. I feel very painful.
你可不可以来看我
？Could you come to visit me?
结果她就立刻来了。
So she came right after.
她就像一个妈妈一样。
She's like mother.
很好
，very kind。
他帮我做很多的家事
，and do a lot of chores。
煮很好吃的东西给我吃
，and cook very good food。
帮我洗衣服、晾衣服
，and wash clothes and dry them up。
我是一个没有妈妈的孩子
，because I had no mother before。
可是这个时候
，at this time，
当我很恐惧、害怕的时候
，when I had a fear，
上帝派一个天使来
，Lord sent such an angel
来安慰我
，to comfort me，
好给我安全感
，give me a sense of security。
我心中充满感恩
，so I felt I was full of thanksgiving。
当天晚上
，in the same night，
我第一次
，the first time，
我跪在神面前
，so I kneel down before the Lord。
我跟上帝说
，so I told the Lord，
神啊
，God，
谢谢你
，thank you。
让干妈来看我。
Now, give me such a good mother.
所以，因为她帮助我。
Because of her help.
所以以后我答应你。
So I will promise you.
你如果让我站起来。
If you help me to stand up.
我将来要去成为一个帮助别人的人。
I'm willing to be a person.Who wanted to help others?
因为我知道
Because I know,
在这个世界上
in this world,
有许多
there are many
孤单
many lonely
软弱
weak
无助的人
helpless
他们需要人家的安慰
they need people's help
需要人家的帮助
need people's help and comfort.
结果我那天晚上祷告完以后
So after the prayer that night
第二天早上
The second morning
上帝就派一个亲戚来
Lord sent a relative
来看我
To visit me
然后告诉我一件事
Tell me one thing
哎，我告诉你
I tell you
脚底按摩
And you can do foot massage
可以治疗失眠
Which can heal your insomnia
Yeah, 所以我就告诉我的先生
So I told my husband
我先生
So my husband
就当天就立刻带我去
So he brought me right away to that place
去做脚底按摩的治疗
For foot massage
结果
Indeed
第二天
The second day
我就能睡觉
I was able to sleep
然后就继续去按了一个月
So I went to that massage place for a month.
我的病就完全好了。
So my problems totally recovered.
所以当时我并没有去想到上帝听了我的祷告。
So because of this, I didn't think that's the Lord who answered my prayer.
后来我发现很多的妇人有这个问题。
Later on, I discovered many women have these issues.
然后很多人产后忧郁症，然后他们拖了很久。
Many people have post maternal depression and they dragged on.
我才想起。
Then I thought,
原来上帝听了我的祷告。
Actually, the Lord has answered my prayer.
让我免受这个痛苦。
To spare me from this suffering.
而且我那个祷告是我根本没有去教会。
So actually, when I prayed that prayer, that time I was not churched.
可是神仍然听我的祷告。
But the Lord still answered my prayer.
我是多么的有福。
So I feel I'm really, really blessed.
第二件事情我要分享我第一次听见神的声音。
The second thing I want to share, the first time when I hear from God.
有一天我的属灵同伴。
One day, my spiritual partner.
他带我去参加一个特别的聚会。
Brought me to a special conference.
那是一个国外的女宣教士来到台湾。
It's a foreign missionary came to Taiwan.
因为那个时候我还在台湾。
That time I was still in Taiwan.
我的好同伴。
So my partner, my friend.
他要去做翻译。
He was the translator.
所以他带我去。
So she brought me there.
就很被祝福。
I was really blessed.
那一天敬拜完之后
After the worship
那个女宣教士
the missionary
她告诉我们一件事
She told us one thing
说我们要今天要来听神的声音
We need to learn how to hear from God
我们今天要来默想神
Today we learn how to meditate on God
对然后我就把他就叫我们大家把眼睛闭起来。
So she told us to close our eyes.
当我眼睛闭起来的时候
，When I closed my eyes,
哇，我就看到那个群山，哇，那个大海铺派，哇，整个神宇宙神漂亮那个伟大的创造。
So when I closed my eyes, actually I saw in my spirit the great creation, the rivers, the mountains, a great creation.
哇！就在这个时候，我欣赏的很开心的时候。
So I enjoy all this view.
然后我听到一个声音对我说话。
At that moment, I heard a voice spoken to me.
这位伟大奇妙的创造者，他是谁呀？
Who's this great creator?
然后我就愣住了。
I was dumbfounded.
我没讲话
I didn't speak anything
然后我又听到一个声音说
I heard another voice
他说他是你的父亲
He is your father
他是你的父亲
He is your father
他是你的父亲
He is your father
哇我听到这个声音以后我才顿时醒悟明白过来
When I heard this voice I suddenly come to my sense
原来我是这位万王之王万主之子万神之神的女儿啊
Now I know I am the daughter of this King of Kings, Lord of Lords
我是何等尊贵
I'm so privileged
我 是何等荣耀。
I'm so honored.
我是何等有福。
So blessed.
所以从那个时候
，From then and on，
我不再伤心难过。
I will not have such a sorrowful spirit.
因为我里面有一个孤儿的灵。
Before I had an orphan spirit.
神为什么给我这个特别的经历呢？
Why the Lord has given me such a special experience?
因为我从小就没有妈妈。
Because my mother died when I was really young.
我妈妈在月子里就开始生病了。
When I was born, my mother was on a sick, just on the bed.
所以当我六岁、七岁的时候。
When I was 7 or 6 years old,
我爸爸又离开我。
My father left me.
到很远的地方去工作。
And he went to a far place to work.
所以在我里面。
So inside my heart,
是很孤单的。
Very lonely.
很惧怕的。
And a lot of fear.
很没有安全感的。
No sense of security.
觉得这世界不需要我的存在。
I felt this world does not need my existence.
所以那我也不敢站在众人面前讲话的。
I would never stand in front of such audience.
我总是躲在屋子后面哭。
I always went back and cry.
所以神怜悯我。
But the Lord is merciful to me.
他让我知道。
He made me know.
我不是孤儿。
I'm not orphan.
这位创造我的神。
This creator.
他是我的父亲。
He is my father.
我们说他是天父的时候。
When I say our heavenly father.
这个天父是众人的。
That means this father is for everyone. It seems he's not just for me.
但是，当我听到神圣灵亲自跟我说他是我的父亲的时候。
When I heard the Holy Spirit said to me, He is your father.
那个时候我就。好像那个天父爸爸才真正进到我的心里面。
At that time, that moment, I felt the Father has come into my heart.
我才真的相信。
Then I truly, truly believe.
我是上帝的孩子。
I am a child of God.
感谢神。
Thank the Lord.
给我这么大的恩典。
Give me such blessing.
他时常对我说话。
So many, many times he speaks to me.
但是时间的关系
Because of the time,
所以我没有办法分享那么多的见证
I do not have such time to share everything
所以我今天只分享这两个见证
So today I share these two testimonies
但是我有最喜欢的经文我想分享给大家
I have my most favorite Bible verse I want to share to you
在耶伯记
It's in the book of Job
耶伯记22章
Chapter 22
21节
21 Verse 21
到三十节
The book of Job 22, 21 to 30
我读给大家听
I will read to everybody
然后我希望你们大家也可以得到我所有的福气
I wish everyone will have my blessing
yeah. 耶伯记22章21节说你要认识神，就得平安。
When you know the Lord, you will have peace.
福气也必临到你。
The blessings will follow you.
你当领受他口中的教训。
If you receive the teachings from his mouth,
将他的言语存在心里。
And put his words in your heart.
你若归向全能者。
If you return to the Almighty.
从你的帐篷中演出不义
，and from your tent you remove all unrighteousness，
就必得建立
，you will be established。
要将你的珍宝丢在尘土里
，and you can put your treasures into the ashes。
将恶毁的黄金丢在锡和石头之间
，and you can put throw away all the gold。Into the ditch.
全能者就必为你的珍宝。
Then the Lord Almighty will be your treasure.
做你的宝银。
And be your
treasure. 宝银。
your treasure.
你就要以全能者为喜乐。
You will enjoy your Almighty God.
向神扬起脸来。
You will lift up your head.
你要祷告他。
You will pray.
他就听你。
And he will answer.
你要还你的愿。
And if you keep your promise,
你定要做合事。
And you are willing to do what is right.
必然给你成就。
And then the Lord will fulfill your dreams.
亮光也必照耀你的路。
And the light will be before you.
人使你降卑。
If people humble you,
你仍可说。
You still can say.
必得高升。
The Lord will lift you up.
谦卑的人。
The humble,
神必然拯救。
The humble, the Lord will save.
人非无辜。
And then,
人非无辜，神且要搭救他。
Even though the people do not do right things, God still wants to save.
他以你手中的清洁，必蒙拯救。
Because of your clean hands, He will save you.
呀，感谢神，愿这个祝福成为大家的。
May this blessing become all yours. 给主一个掌声，给我们姐妹一个掌声。哈利路亚，赞美主。